What's up, guys? KirkerGuy124 here for another podcast between SRH and CSK. So basically the opposite end of the IPL. One team who's really struggled this IPL. They're both really good teams. One team that struggled last IPL, but is doing this IPL. Doing well this IPL. Forgive me for my English. It's like decently late. And I've just done a lot of stuff. SRH batted first. And we all thought Jason Roy was gonna score really well along with Kane Williamson and Jason Holder. And yeah, but that didn't happen. Rhythm and Saha, Abhishek Sharma, Abdul Samad, and then some decent contributions from Rashid Khan as well. So some decent contributions, Rhythm and Saha, the only one to enter 30 plus soon, or even 20 plus soon, if I do say so myself. So pretty poor batting performance, 134 for 7. In any other country in the world, that's a really bad T20 I score. But it's the UAE and the pitches are so slow. Ridiculously so. But that's how it's going to be in the T20 World Cup. So good preparation anyway. And yeah. SRH got 134 for 7 in their 20 overs. Which looked about par, a bit less than par. Yeah, still a bad batting performance. So apart from Saha, no one looked to get in. Even Saha, who scored less than a run a ball in this T20 format. Chennai Super Kings. Can I just say for a second, if Ritiraj Kaikad becomes the next Sachin Tendulkar, please worship me. Because I always believed in him from the start. And he is class. So basically, yeah, Fab du Plessis is also class. Mohan Ali, run a ball 17, bowled. And then Suraj Raina isn't really looking Suraj Raina-y anymore. Because he should probably be dropped. Amity Raidu, 17 of 13. Really important knock. One point it got CSK always like to take matches into the last ball of the 20th over, even if they're winning or losing. Amity Raidu had a good penultimate over Bhuvi, and really good for CSK fans. Dhoni finishes off in style. A magnificent strike into the ground as CSK beat SRH and qualify for the IPL final. CSK won that match by 6 wickets, 2 balls left, and they are officially, not just me saying, mathematically assured a place in the qualifiers. So they have the big Q next to their name, which is really nice. So now they're under no pressure, and then they can just play naturally and not so controlled. So basically, they've lost 2 matches this entire year, so it's been a pretty much perfect year for the Chennai Super Kings. If I do say so myself, as a CSK fan, they are class. So they're on 18 points. Every team has played the same amount of matches now, by the way. Their net run rate's over 1 still, really good. So the CSK are in first with 18 points, then DC with 16, RCB with 14, KKR with 10, MI with 10, Punjab with 8, RR with 8, and SRH with 4, the only team who are actually knocked out so far. So my player of the pod is going to be Josh Hazlewood. So basically, CSK, they, before the match, they, looked at the boundaries. They found the shorter side, and they found the longer side. The shorter side was to, like, the left, let's say. They are gonna bowl wide on the offside to, a right-handed batsman, so that he is hitting to the bigger part of the ground. They wanted that to happen, and they put fielders. So then, the as our age batsman towards the end, really, had to be invented. Dwayne Bravo did this particularly well, and then Josh Hazlewood got his career best IPL figures. So, yeah. That's my play of the pod, just Hazlewood. Bravo did really well as well. Just about Hazlewood, though, because he took more wickets. So, thank you guys for watching. Gaikwad is class, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!